All right, day two of the International Crown Matches, and we're here with Jerry Rich just outside the Caves Valley Clubhouse. And, Jerry, an exciting day out on the golf course. The crowds are bigger, and it looks like Team USA has fought their way back into the competition.
I was able to watch the girls tee off, and they were absolutely, you could tell just on the first tee that they were going to grind this one out, and they knew how important it was because they couldn't lose 0-4 again today. So the girls played terrific all the way through, and we're hoping that they can win, get 4 points back.
What was it like to get out there and see especially the two American matches with the large galleries just flowing down the fairways of these rolling hills at Caves Valley behind them?
Yeah, I think by the time we get to 16, we're going to have flowing spectators on every match. But here today, it seems like the majority of the spectators that followed the girls were the Americans. But that's going to change. We got 2 years to make sure that happens.
Well, I know you walked around the grounds today. You watched play on several holes. Overall observations just from the excitement at the first tee to various places out here on the golf course.
Yeah, the golf course is terrific. My hat's off to the superintendent and all the people here at Caves Valley. They have done an absolutely magnificent job. It's still a little hilly. I mean, you got to be in good condition whether you're a player or a spectator, but it's a terrific, terrific spot, and I was very happy to be here to see how everything worked out.
You know, you had the privilege the other day in the Pro-Am to play with Lindsay Wright from Australia, and her partner were involved in quite an interesting match here with two of the ladies from Japan. They had a 6-up lead with 7 holes to play, and they only ended up with a half in the match. And I'm sure matches like that are things that make up history at events like this as they go forward. People may be talking about that one for years.
Absolutely. That's one of the great things in match play. That's why the Western amateur out of Chicago went to match play. That's why the NCAA has gone to match play for the girls and the boys, because in match play, you're never out of it.
You mentioned the superintendent here before. This is quite a facility. Talk about what your impressions are of Caves Valley Country Club part of the reason that they did select this as the venue for the first event, because it seems like it has everything that this type of championship needs to have.
They do a terrific job here. The director of golf, Dennis, and his staff are just absolutely phenomenal. But, you know, they've done some major tournaments here before. They've done the Senior Open, and they've had some NCAA championship, and they know how to run a great tournament. And it takes great staff, of course, and it takes a great organizations like the NCAA and the tour to make sure that these things come off properly. And Caves Valley has done a terrific job. It's a great facility.
Have you taken a look at the setup here and tried to visualize it 2 years from now, or will the setup at Rich Harvest Farms look in any ways different from what we saw in 2009 at the Solheim Cup?
Not really. I noticed that they play this at a 71. We play Rich Harvest and Solheim as par 73. They made the 15th hole a par 5, which for the members plays 470, 490 as a par 4. And they did that to give the girls an opportunity to make eagle if they're coming down the stretch with only a few holes to go, to make an eagle or a birdie to put them back in the match. No, I think everything is terrific. And as far as our golf course is concerned, we don't have all the tremendous hills and everything they have here. We do have ease in getting the spectators around. We're going to have plenty of carts, which if we would add 200 of these four-wheel carts for the people over 39, we're going to do that in 09, and we're looking forward to a great tournament.
I see out here today, there's just so many of the fans, and they're being respectful when they do it. A lot of people have got their cell phones out on the golf course. They're using them to take pictures of this event. It seems like the galleries are doing a good job of, while they're out there actually taking pictures, they're also being very respectful of the players when they take them, how they take them. But I think a lot of people are going to leave from here with very special memories. But it's not often you see that. Is there somewhat of an open camera policy here, and might that be in place also at Rich Harvest Farms?
Today, with everybody carrying a cell phone, and I think everybody realizes that even when you go to church on Sunday, the priest or the minister will tell you to please turn off your cell phone. But, you know, and I think everybody, even the spectators here, are very respectful. The thing that I probably missed that we had a lot of is, and we're going to have in 16, is the youth. We've been working very, very hard to get a lot of the high school girls from five states to our tournament in 16. We're literally going to have thousands of them there. And in 2009 at the Solheim Cup, we had 3,000 or 4,000 girls from the state of Illinois. There isn't anything greater than to see these girls dressed in their outfits that they wear in their matches with their coaches walking around. And that puts a tremendous amount of energy into the tournament. And I think that's what you're going to see different, you know, when you get the Rich Harvest.
So. The next phase for you this weekend is to get back to Chicago and energize yourself into some of these watch parties you've set up with not only Americans but different nationalities. How excited are you about that?
Absolutely. You know, in the Solheim Cup, you've got Europe against America, so you've got two continents basically. Well, with the International Crown, you've got America and seven other countries, and the largest. Of all the cities in America, the largest ethnic base is in Chicago. So in the last 2 years, we've been energizing the ethnic base. We've invited them to these watch parties, which will be conducted tomorrow. And I'll be there at a few of them to be able to discuss with the various other countries, people from those countries, how the tournament works and how important it is for them to get the word out to their fellow country people.
And then finally, now we're going to put you out on a limb here. Do you see a big U.S. comeback to where they're at least playing out here on Sunday and have a chance to take home the crown, or shall we say keep it here in America?
Well, I think the American girls are going to fight like tigers, especially with people like Christy Kerr, Stacey Lewis. I mean, they're not going to give up. They're going to be there Sunday, and it's going to be very, very interesting to see the matches on Sunday.